Well, we've come to the end of the road, but we've saved some of the best for last. Happy to do that. Oh, by the way, I never saw Paula McCullough. She was up here. Somebody, I think Ava saw her, and I wish I would have seen her, but she is, of course, Senior Vice President, Sales and Marketing of our partners at Metro Cars, the original and official Metro Cars. I'm happy to be, among other folks here at the station, their spokesperson, and I've used a Metro Car since they began. I've been a part of Metro Cars for 30 years. And Paula K. McCullough was up here for Metro Cars. Unfortunately, I missed her. Paula, we'll see you soon, I hope. Meanwhile, Chris Rowley is here. She's the executive director of the Mount Pleasant Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You might see meetmtp.com. Meetmtp.com. That's meetmountpleasant.com. And it's nice to see you. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Yes, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. But here's what makes Chris one of the best ending up our show today. She just won an award at this event I know nothing about, but I heard you won an award, and I'm all ears. I'd like to hear about it.
Sure, and it's not just me. It was a partnership or collaboration award. So the Mount Pleasant Convention and Visitors Bureau, along with the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe and the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, won the Governor's Award for Innovative Tourism Collaboration in the marketing category.
How great is that?
It's great.
And I understand that your team has already removed the, because I said, well, bring it over. We'd show it on the radio, of course. And they've already taken it back to the office, I guess.
I gave it to them for safe taking back versus me. I put the pressure on them to not break it instead of me.
Oh, well, you're a wise. That's why you're the executive director of the Mount Pleasant Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So have you won awards before?
I have not. So this is actually, this month is my 20th anniversary at the CVB.
Oh, my goodness.
And so winning this award is a big deal. So for me personally, but it was a great partnership with the entire team.
20th anniversary?
Yeah.
You started when you were in grade school?
I did. Diapers, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's astonishing. Good for these people who get good people and keep them. You know, why do you want to retrain somebody when you have somebody who already knows the story and tells it well?
Well, I'm born and raised in Mount Pleasant, too, so I'm passionate. And I get paid to sell my city and bring visitors to Mount Pleasant. So I have the lucky job.
It is a lucky, lucky job. Now, you have some kind of a campaign.
So the award we just won was for our casino partnership. So the Soaring Eagle Casino does outdoor summer concerts for 13,000 people 10 times in the summer.
Wow.
And we realized we weren't talking to those as the CVB in Mount Pleasant. And so we partnered with them, and we have roaming rights. So we go around at, before every show. We have a tent there. We have QR codes around the venue, an email blast ahead of time for people to sign up.
Is this the meet here? Or is that another thing?
That's our community brand. Okay. That's our community brand. So this is just us. The award we won was for our casino partnership, where we're out and promoting a Mount Pleasant experience package. So we get people to collect that and win that. But we've also partnered with a casino promoting other things to do in the area, from their hotel rooms to their email blasts to mailers. So this partnership was really exciting that we won today.
Well, but tell me more about this project, the Meet Here project. That is, unless I'm confusing it, that's a separate issue.
It's a separate. So,
because it looks to me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it looks to me like there's a way for people to join. There are benefits of joining. I mean, it sounds like you've got some goals.
Yeah, our local community brand is Meet Here, and that's to get community pride. So promoting local events that are taking place, getting people out to volunteer in our community, and anything we can do to show why do we live here. We have a great state, and being centrally located within Mount Pleasant, we're 2 hours from everywhere. We're easy to get to, and so I have the best, I think I have the best location because I can get to anywhere.
Sure.
And so the Meet Here campaign is for community pride for our locals.
And if you join, there's some benefits. Like some of the benefits are free marketing for your business.
Sure.
Which everybody can use.
Everybody can use, yep.
A sense of community pride for community members and for the visitors. That's certainly very important. identifying and owning our community's sense of place, creating a consistent message the entire community is committed to telling, making an impact inside and outside our community, develop an enduring brand strategy, resulting in new growth opportunities. You've given some real thought to putting this together, Chris Rowley.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's a team. You know, behind the scenes, there's lots of people working hard to make sure that our community is growing and thriving.
Besides the relationship with the casino, in this case, Soaring Eagle, and 13,000 people at these concerts, besides the Meet Here initiative, if I'll call it an initiative, what else are you most pleased with, proud of, Chris Rowley, as executive director of the Mount Pleasant Area Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Like I said earlier, I think we have a great central location. We have a Division I athletic school with Central Michigan University, so fire up Chips. And then the Soaring Eagle, we have that along with the culture. But we also have 1,000 acres of parkland, 19 nature preserves, a Chippewa River, 100 restaurants, not including fast food. Mm. And so there's a lot going on that I don't think people realize.
No, I would never have guessed that you had space for 100 restaurants not fast food.
We are a small community, easy to get around, easy to get to, with lots to do. So I can see Carrie Underwood in my backyard pretty much at the Soaring Eagle Casino.
Oh, I was just going to say this.
Be home in 10 minutes.
Are you telling me Carrie Underwood hangs out in your backyard?
Pretty much.
Wow, that's
pretty cool. The outdoor summer concerts.
That's
good. I can be home in 10 minutes. That's a pretty – where else can you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They bring in big names a lot.
They bring in big names. Yeah, they have Shinedown, Motley Crue, ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, and Blake Shelton is who they've announced so far that's coming this summer.
And it's only 2 hours away from everywhere.
And it's 2 hours from everywhere in the Lower Peninsula.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's why they should go to – Meet MTP, as in Mount Pleasant, meetmtp.com. All this stuff will be listed.
Absolutely. Plan your trip today.
Excellent. 20 years. Chris Rowley, Executive Director, Mount Pleasant Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Born and raised in Mount Pleasant. Said she's got the best job ever. I think I agree with you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it very, very much. Well, that's going to do it. I really appreciate being invited to be here. The station added an extra hour to the show. I want to thank the All Talk guys for giving us that opportunity for this Wednesday, April 10th, live from the 2024 Pure Michigan Governors Conference on Tourism. And thanks to the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Ray Templin, Ava Demanja, and everyone here that made it possible for us to do this. Stand by for news. And then, yes, indeed, back on track. It'll be JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick. Chris Renwick, JR Afternoon. Go on out. Continue making it a great rest of the day. Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. Regards, Paul W. Smith.